Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues today. I pray that you are calling others and inviting others to join in the broadcast with you each day. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion. We can have that by your dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're out of the area code, it's 904. 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have that dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about today two Americas. Two Americas. Let me kind of set the stage for a moment. Perhaps you recall the day that you were in school, the time that you were in school. Mine was a few years ago. In the classroom, our teacher would require that we would memorize scripture verses, stand before the class each morning and quote our memory verses. We would have a time of prayer. We would have a time of pledging to the flag. That was an America of yesteryear, an America that you do not see today. In fact, when we think about what America was like, and to a degree is like today, we wonder about the other America. We're going to talk about the two Americas today because, ladies and gentlemen, we've got exactly 60 days to decide which America we want. I want to give you a little glimpse, a little image of both of the Americas so that you can make the determination how you need to vote. It's not a matter of voting for Republican or Democrat. It's a matter of this election, voting for the kind of America that we really want as a nation. Not the dystopian, utopian view of the socialist, Marxist, communist style of America, but the America that we've had for 244 years. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, in the scripture, God created the home, He created government, and He created the church, and in that order. And so as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. What does the Word of God say? In fact, the Bible I have referred to so often is the truth book. Jesus says to His disciples, if you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He said that to His disciples in John 8:31 and 32, and then Jesus Himself said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, Jesus says, excuse me, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, we need to depend upon, we need to look at, and the light to be our direction and the light for our pathway each day. It was the secularist George Orwell that many years ago said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place at a greater level today than I've ever seen in my lifetime. But it was the 15th century church reformer and theologian, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is highly needed today. And as the days go by, will be needed even more. So let me encourage you. Study the Word. the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the truth book, and realize that it is our responsibility as citizens to stand on the truth. It's our responsibility as citizens to vote and make the determination what kind of America we want. There are those that talk about canceling America. In fact, it's the cancel culture that we live in today. It is a culture that says everything that we have experienced in 244 years as an America needs to be canceled. There are those that are claiming that, and those that are rioting and looting and arson and shooting and the desecration of our historical monuments, demanding to abolish the police and release incarcerated criminals. They are the ringleaders of the burn America down, cancel America culture. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, America is perhaps the most diverse, multi-ethnic, tolerant, welcoming society on the face of God's green earth. So we need to understand, we need to speak truth today in relationship to where we're going as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in those that are wanting to start their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about landscape equipment for the professional as well as the homeowner, and answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's the home of the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. Find that flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't too many years ago, in fact, not too long in the distant past, that America, across our great nation, we could see the American flag flying, flying on street corners, city squares, courthouse buildings, gigantic flagpoles, front yards, even on the little staffs on the front door post. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, America stood proud just a few years back of our national heritage. Our national legacy was found, and some vestiges of it still can be found, ladies and gentlemen, in our parks, city squares, with thousands of monuments and statues. Those monuments and statues, ladies and gentlemen, heralding our history and those individuals that played such a vital role in the building and the development of America. Yes, many of these men, as have been accused of recently, many of these men depicted on these statues and in these monuments had a fallen human flaw. It's called sin. They were not perfect. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, it represents our national heritage and our history. And unfortunately, there is an attempt today to destroy it. That's the America that I recall. I recall and look back fondly at the years in America where schools were a system of training and academic institutional learning, where our churches at the intersections or the entry to most small towns across America had gigantic signs with the multiple church names of all the denominational churches found in that community. Yes, I remember the days, ladies and gentlemen, in America where people were proud to stand and pledge to the flag, where people were proud to say, I'm an American, where when you would buy a garment, you'd see boldly inside the neckline of the shirt or in the dress or other garments, made in America. Yes, I remember those days, ladies and gentlemen. But ladies and gentlemen, America is no longer America as we once knew it. We now stand, ladies and gentlemen, at the crossroads, a divide in America. There are two Americas today, two Americas today. We want to talk about that on this broadcast today. And I want to know, which America do you want? We need to decide that in 60 days. the vote on November the 3rd, as you cast your ballot, you're not casting a ballot for a political party. You're not casting your ballot for a political pundit or an ideological bent. You're casting your ballot for which America you really want to live in. What kind of America do you want? I'd love to hear from you on this broadcast today. Be my delight to entertain your question, your comment, dialogue, and discussion about the kind of America that you want to see. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing today to see what is happening. Here's an article that says, here's an airline bans U.S. flag on face mask, but is apparently fine with Black Lives Matter face mask. U.S. Representative Doug Collins, Republican of Georgia, is demanding the Frontier Airlines officials explain why a gate agent banned an air marshal from wearing an American flag-themed mask on his face on the flight. The agent at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta claimed other passengers would find the mask offensive, according to Collins. This infringement of a law enforcement officer's right to free speech was clearly a decision made by one of your gate agents based on his own politics. This is made even more clear by the fact that many passengers allowed on board the flight in this same incident were permitted to wear political face masks, including Black Lives Matter mask on their faces, but yet you cannot wear a mask with an American flag. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the two Americas. What kind of America do we want to live in? The one America, we still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. Proudly, we do so. We still sing our national anthem. We still cherish our national heritage, good and bad. I believe I have a call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead with the question or comment.
You asked the question of what type of America would I like to live in. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I live a godly life. I love people. But the type of America that I see is still up under attack. Racism is a big factor in our country. And I don't really think it's got a lot to do with white and black. I think that people, when they experience a tragedy at the hands of an opposite culture, then that makes that person feel that way about that culture. And it's happening so much. And then another thing I'd like to say, Dr. Youngblood, real quick if I can, is that I think that white people need to acknowledge the fact that you are attacking a culture of people, and they get upset about the looting and the burning of the buildings and everything. These type of things been going on for so long till people are upset about what they're seeing and the children that they're losing that's being killed. And the whites don't realize that they have the highest rate of child pornography, child molestation, rape. They kill their girlfriends and their children if they break up with them. They shoot up our schools. That particular image of a person is dangerous. Now, I know that every culture has this particular crimes that we commit.
Let me jump in for just a moment. What we are hearing is a bias, as I hear it, toward a pigmentation of skin. God created the human race. And as we look at it from a Christian perspective, we ought not to see skin color. It ought to be on the basis of what is best for our society. Yes, there are difficulties on both sides of the racial line. There's no question about it. There's no such thing as systemic racism. There's no such thing as white police officers trying to kill black citizens. In fact, about 10 times more white people are shot by police officers each year than black people shot by police officers. We can't use that, and from a Christian heart, we cannot use that as an excuse to dive deeper into the disintegration of a society that's going the wrong direction. There's no way. Kamala Harris, for example, said that this rioting needs to continue even after the election. What is it that makes it right in America for regardless of the skin color? In fact, with the Black Lives Matter, it has nothing to do with skin pigmentation. In fact, you can watch on the streets those that are doing a whole lot of the damage with the Black Lives Matter are white kids, millennials, that have been brainwashed in our universities, that have been told that America is a racist country, a bad nation, and therefore the communist professors are brainwashing the students, and they're coming out with credentials and degrees in their pockets, and they do not have any idea of the real history of America. In fact, there's a push now by some politicians and by some academic nitwits on the university level wanting to cease and desist teaching U.S. history. So what I'm trying to get us to understand is that this is not right from any perspective you look at it. As one mayor said, that when the looting and the rioting is taking place, that is a kind of reparation for black people. Well, slavery was about 450 years ago. America is the only nation on the face of the globe at this moment that's rejected, outlawed, and put slavery aside. But yet every other nation still practices that in some fashion. We're not saying that those other nations are supposed to be trampled down as they're trying to say that America should be today. So let's get back to the centrality of the focus, and that focus ought to be on what we as Americans need to say for America, what we as Christian Americans need to do to preserve our nation that we've known for 244 years, notwithstanding the fact that, yes, there's some blemishes, yes, there's some problems, yes, there's some systems that are wrong in the way they're carried out today. But to tear down and to burn and to loot and to riot and to murder and to shoot, and Black Lives Matter, for example, saying that Black Lives Matter, yet in Chicago, where hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of black lives are being snuffed out by the thugs on the street, and you don't hear the BLM saying anything about that. The BLM is a Marxist communist organization with the avowed purpose, stated publicly, the avowed purpose of overthrowing America. So I appreciate your call and your comments, but I would suggest that we need to get back to the centrality of what God would have us to do as Christians, and that's focus on being Christ-like, focusing on being good citizens, focus on what is right for America, and studying the Word, learning the Word, applying the Word, and teaching and preaching as much as humanly possible to every human being that we need to be right with the Lord and realize that there's the day of accountability coming. And we're going to be accountable before God for what we do and for the stands that we take. And it's not a matter of embracing a political ideological bent. It's not a matter of embracing a particular pigmentation of skin. It's a matter of saying this is right and this is wrong based on the authority of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today two Americas. Two Americas. What kind of America do you want to see? And you will make that decision in the next 60 days. If you're not registered to vote, I encourage you, I challenge you, register. You've got until October the 3rd to register. If you're going to vote on November the 3rd. If you're not registered to vote and you're living in America, shame on you. You need to register to vote. That's the way we carry out our determination and decision on what kind of America we want. In the America that I love, the America that I want, the America that was the main America, the only America just a few years back, we still pledged the flag. We still were willing to stand and sing our national anthem. We still cherish our national heritage, good and bad. We still believe abortion is murder. The America that was of yesteryear that I still believe in, we still believe that the sodomite relationship is evil, wicked, immoral, ungodly, unholy, and sinful, and it ought not to be embraced. Yes, the America that I love, the America that I think that most of my listeners enjoy and welcome, we still believe in the rule of law. The America that I love, the America that is of yesteryear, that is now being diminished, tarnished, and undermined, the foundation being destroyed. That America, yes, is the one that believes in God. We believe in His Word. We believe in the Bible. We believe, thus saith the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the major tenets of Marxism, which is communism-like, socialism, which is communism-like, one of the main tenets in that belief system is to dethrone God. Dethrone God. And so if you can, through our universities and colleges and school system, rather than teaching, as I call it, the 3 R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, if we can discard that and just jettison that off with no sense of responsibility of the academics and start teaching under the guise of so-called sex education, that a sodomite lifestyle is okay, that murder by way of abortion is okay, there is a need to teach the historic figures of the sodomite lifestyle of yesteryear. And that's all being brought in and promulgated in our educational system today. The National Educational Association, the educational unions, the teachers' unions are not interested in academics whatsoever. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing today a disintegration of the educational academic system as a result of COVID. I said just yesterday, coronavirus has at least one good thing that's come out of it, and that is that parents' eyes are open. The citizens' eyes have been opened as to what is illegitimate, ungodly, unholy academic system that we have been paying for all of these years. We have ungodly, unholy Marxist, socialist, communist professors that's brainwashing our kids. But as a result of the schools, the brick-and-mortar schools being closed now for months and months and months and months, the parents have decided that we want an academic system where we can control the destiny of our students, where we can control the academic process for our students. There's the co-op education, the charter schools, the parochial schools, the Christian schools, the private schools, the home school, et cetera, et cetera. And I just mentioned recently, as my wife and I were talking about this, that just a few years ago, there was a looking with a jaundiced eye on any academic system, Christian education in particular, homeschooling in particular, say, well, that school is not accredited. It does not have the stamp of approval by the U.S. Department of Education. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today, as I speak, the overwhelming majority of the education that is taking place in America, in the co-op education, the Christian school, the home school, and the groups that are being put together and formed by the parents to keep their child out of the brick-and-mortar schools because of what's being taught, are not viewed as being accredited institutions. So the key is, are we getting an academic training? I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the America that I have known, the America that I want, the America that I believe most Americans that's listening today really want. Yes, we still believe in the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. Yes, we Americans today believe in the Bill of Rights, where we find in our amendments, only 27 amendments for the Constitution in all of its lifetime. It is where we believe where the First Amendment says Congress shall make laws, no laws representing the establishment of religion or the prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or press, et cetera, et cetera. We still believe that, ladies and gentlemen. And yet in the America that others want today, there's a jettisoning off of the Bill of Rights as though they were never in existence. In fact, we find Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Chuck Schumer, and I could go on and on and on. In fact, with Kamala Harris, she said that if they are elected, i.e. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, as the Gestapo twins for the president's office, she said if they're elected, she will, quote, will cancel the Second Amendment right. When's the last time you heard anybody talking about getting elected as president or vice president, canceling just by fiat any portion of our Bill of Rights? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the America that I love, the America that I have known, the America that I have grown up with, the America that is still the viewed as the city on a shining hill from every other nation, the America that every nation around the globe, those wanting to go to another nation are wanting to go to America. They're choosing America more than any other nation. Have you ever heard of anybody in North Korea that wanted to go to another nation like North Korea? How about those in Cuba? Do they want to stay in Cuba? No, they want to come to America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because the America that we have known so long, we still believe that our Bill of Rights, with the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, and the freedom to keep and bear arms, ought to be adhered to, and that we need to continue that as we've seen it for 244 years. Yes, the America that I know We still believe that God created all men equal. We still believe, ladies and gentlemen, that anyone of any color, from any nationality, from any ethnic background that comes into America, that's born in America, regardless of the pigmentation of your skin, that if you work hard, work with your hands and try, and you're willing to sacrifice to succeed, that you can do so. You can see that, ladies and gentlemen, in America that you can't see any other place. Go across America and see how many of those that are black people, brown-skinned people, pigmentation that's not white, that's mayors, governors, even as a previous president. How did they get there if we're such a racist nation, if that is such a systemic problem? How is it that today, in the overwhelming majority of our blue cities, that is, Democratic cities and states, why is it that you have mayors and governors and district of attorneys that are not Caucasian? Why is it that Kamala Harris has been chosen today as the vice presidential candidate for Joe Biden, if we're such a racist nation? There is, ladies and gentlemen, that wickedness that is in the hearts of humanity. Jeremiah 17:9 talks about that wicked heart and who can know it. There is the problem of sin in the heart and the life of human beings. And no candidacy, no president, no law is going to change the sinful heart of humanity. We need to recognize that, ladies and gentlemen, and understand that God holds us responsible for the direction America goes in. And that America that I know, that America that I've grown up in, that America that I have loved for less than 100 years, as I put it, we still believe in God. We still believe in the Bible. We still believe that church is essential. We still believe that the pastor, preacher, teachers in our churches should be out of the out from under the bed and out of the closet and in the pulpits preaching and teaching the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, but there's another America. There's another America. And that other America is totally different from the America I just spoke of. That other America, ladies and gentlemen, is in total sharp contrast to the America that I have just spoken of. The other America, ladies and gentlemen, is alive, active, agitated, and aggressively striving to destroy our very fundamental foundations. The Bible is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. If our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalms 11:3. If our foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the foundations of America, ladies and gentlemen, built on nothing less than the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Oh, I know there are a lot of folks today that wants to bicker and argue and get their nose twisted out of shape when you talk about our founding fathers being Christians. Some could have been called God-fearers, but Christian nonetheless, in my most humble opinion, made up the overwhelming majority of those men that were willing to sacrifice their futures for the United States of America. And yet we find it being trashed on every hand by the other America. We're talking about two Americas, ladies and gentlemen. Which America do you want? The America that I just spoke of or the other America? The other America. Here's an article that says, two visions of America. Both during their conventions and outside of them, the Democrats and Republican parties have shown the American public two visions for our country. We're told by the Democrats the United States is an irredeemably racist country, and that systemic racism keeps blacks and other Americans of color from achieving what they otherwise could. And the article goes on and on and on with what is being said in relationship to the so-called systemic racism and destroying, by their words, from the Democratic Party what America really is. You didn't hear one thing in the Democratic Party that was positive about America. Many of them talked about being ashamed of America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the America that I know. That's not the America we're talking about. There are two Americas. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Be right back as we talk about our two Americas.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.